8 modern state-of-the-art stadiums, reflecting Qatar's rapid development as a country in just a few years. With a common theme tying them together, heritage. Architect Ibrahim Jaida didn't need to go far to find inspiration for his design of Al Thumamah Stadium, the Ghafiya.
It's a style of local hats, of the local Ghafiyas that we used to wear when we were kids. I would never forget going to the old souk, shopping for all sorts of styles of Ghafiyas, and I realized it was there was tons of different patterns and designs.
But the challenge, he says, was turning his idea into a functional and sustainable stadium in a country where temperatures reach almost 50 degrees Celsius.
Stadiums are air-conditioned too, while it's open to the sky. And interestingly, even ventilation. The skin has some openings where the wind has been calculated to penetrate through to create the proper breeze and all the technical matters.
Qatar is home to less than 3 million people, and with vast undeveloped land, it's been in a unique position to build stadiums without controversially relocating homes, as seen in some of the previous host countries.
The locations of the stadiums were wisely chosen to be built in an areas that the national strategy in the country is moving toward and trying to move population toward.
Since Qatar won the World Cup bid, it's accelerated building its infrastructure like roads and public transport across the country.
For the first time in World Cup history, all the stadiums are within a short distance of each other. An absolute dream for football fans wanting to see more than one game in a day. And what better way to do that than build an entirely new metro system to achieve it?
A dismantlable stadium, recyclable seats and venues to be used as sporting clubs or educational facilities. It's all part of Qatar's World Cup legacy plan of creating a community within and around the arenas.
We made sure that the legacy aspect of those stadiums fits the local needs. Just Al Bayt Stadium, which is the opening stadium for the World Cup, the stadium provides lots of greenery for the northern parts of Qatar. And this scenario is replicated throughout our stadium. So we are pretty sure that there will be some sort of a daily usage for these facilities beyond 2022.
The Middle East's first ever World Cup has taken more than a decade in the making. A game changer for Qatar as it aims to establish itself as a cultural hub in the region. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera, Doha.